Visiting Teaching Message, The History and Heritage of Relief Society. Study this material and, as appropriate, discuss it with the sisters you visit. Use the questions to help you strengthen your sisters and make Relief Society an active part of your own life. Eliza R. Snow recalled the Prophet Joseph Smith teaching that although the name Relief Society may be of modern date, the institution is of ancient origin. Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, visited Joseph Smith and through him restored the fullness of the gospel to the earth. Relief Society was part of that restoration. The organization of the church was not complete until the sisters were organized. In the coming months, each visiting teaching message will give us the opportunity to learn more about the history of Relief Society and its part in the restored gospel. For many reasons, understanding our history is not only important, but essential. First, an understanding of our history inspires us to be the women of God we need to be. By following the examples of noble Latter-day Saint women, we can learn from the past how to face the future. Second, our history teaches that the same principles that existed in the early church are our foundational principles today. This knowledge and our purposes to increase faith and personal righteousness, strengthen families and homes, and help those in need, draw a connection between our past and our present. Third, as we value our history, we can better share our spiritual heritage. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency, said, "You pass the heritage along as you help others receive the gift of charity. The history of Relief Society is recorded in words and numbers, but the heritage is passed heart to heart." Finally, understanding our history helps make us an effective part of the future of Relief Society. President Spencer W. Kimball explained, "We know that women who have deep appreciation for the past will be concerned about shaping a righteous future." Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President. What can I do? 1. What can I do to help the sisters I visit receive the gift of charity? 2. What can I begin to do this month to help shape a righteous future for myself, for my family, for others? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. From the Scriptures, Esther chapter 9, verses 28 and 29, Romans chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, Alma chapter 37, verse 8, Moroni chapter 7, verses 45 through 47. From our history, Relief Society is the Lord's organization for women. In his capacity as a prophet, Joseph Smith organized the Relief Society on March 17, 1842. The small, diverse group at that first meeting were dedicated women, similar to Relief Society sisters today. The youngest were three teenagers, and the oldest, a woman in her 50s. 11 of the women were married, 2 were widows, 6 were unmarried, and the marital status of one is unknown. Their education and backgrounds varied greatly, as did their economic circumstances. Their diversity would be magnified many times as the organization's membership continued to grow, but they were and would continue to be one. End of the visiting teaching message. The History and Heritage of Relief Society,